Hello, this is Ryokyu Endo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for people who live healthier and with hope, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk today. Well, I have been talking about for this several times the sense and ability necessary, which is necessary for the Buddhist practice, which was taught, I think, in the beginning of the Buddhism, which is called five sense and five ability, five power, Gokon Goriki. And today I would like to let's together think about the third ability, which is called Joe ability. Joe is the meditative state ability. By the way, this five sense and ability is not only for the Buddhist practice, but also for the ability to spend or create good life. Well, good life it includes many meanings. For example, meaning of life, etc. Well, anyway, the Joe ability, the Jokon, the meditative ability of meditative state. So what is this? Is there any difference between people? Well, yes. For some reason, I had about 5 years, from 20 to 25 years old, I had to bring many people as possible to dojo of the mantra chanting dojo, and I found the difference in people who can find comfortableness to be at dojo. Well, in this dojo, they were practicing mantra for each time, like 1 hour and 45 minutes, for three times a week or four times a week. And some people find it comfortable to sit and just listen to the chant or just to chant together. But some people just get bored and suffering to just sit for 1 hour and 45 minutes. Then I can find out who can fit, who can't fit, who is difficult to fit, who is easy to fit to the practice. Well, however, after I started the Tao Shiatsu class, and finally I set up after 1 day class, before and after 1 hour, each time 1 hour, the chanting time. Of course, this is free to join and free to not join. And there were one guy who are coming to class from far away, and I don't know why, but when he sit there, he was complaining during when he was sitting, talking himself, when it's gonna end, that other people can hear. Well, even such a guy, after a couple of years, he had some deep experience in practice, when we took him in the practice retreat session in mountain. Well, even myself, when I attend the first time, I found just bored. But surprisingly, second time, I felt so comfortable to sit down. My heart and body was so, I found it so comfortable. So it's, we never know if it's only one time experiment. Who does fit and who is difficult to fit. Or everybody has Buddha nature, but someone takes long time to connect, and someone easy to connect. Just like to dig a hole to find a well. Some place, maybe in 10 meter depth, there's the water, and some 100 meter depth, finally can reach to the water. And this meditate, with this meditative state, well, another word, samadhi, to recognize the world beyond the duality. Beyond duality means that the oneness of the heart and matter, duality or duration of the heart and matter, is only created by conscious. To realize this, to enlighten this, is the only way is to be in a meditative state. But do we need this for our daily life? Usually we never educated when we grow up. So this is not something connected to the daily life usually. When I was thinking like this, I found an article in the web news about the person who runs the company, and he does Zen 50 minutes in the morning and 25 minutes in the night, every day. And according to him, there are people who does such practice. Not one or two who runs the company. He found many people who runs the company does such things. Why those happens? Why people who runs the company find the importance of to be meditative state, to be in a meditative state? Well, let's see the change of view. Meditative state will open the world of non-duality, I said. Non-duality means that there's no separation between matter and heart. Even though common sense is not. So let's see how the key energy is like. If you look at the world view based on the common sense, the existence, base of the existence, is a matter, phenomenon, the matter. And the heart is an addition or part of the, or respond to the phenomenon. Base is a matter. This is a common sense. But the key energy based on this the worldview, the key energy is unhealthy and not clean. But the view of the world, which is the base, is a heart. All the existence, the base is a heart. The spirit is everything, and heart is creating the phenomenon. And the matter is a projection of the mind, of the image. This state, the view of this world view, the key energy is pure, clean, and healthy. Even though it is opposite from the common sense. Well, common sense makes people's themselves healthy. But which you want to be, healthy or unhealthy? It's easy question and easy answer. And as addition, as long as you think that the external world is a base and heart is a part of it or addition of it, not only be healthy, but because of the external world, the matter is a degradation. If we are dependent on the external world, the degradation, our heart start losing the hope or cannot have the hope for the future. Because our physical body is also the degradation. And we know about that subconsciously or consciously. But if our worldview is based on the heart, that not only healthy, but we know that we can create the phenomenon, we can create life, we can create the future by our heart. All we need to do is to train our heart to be able to control our heart. And we gain the freedom of life, freedom of the future, and we can have a hope. We can live with a hope. I do wish you live healthier and with hope for the future, and by gaining the freedom, by put the joy meditate to be the meditative state, to have such a time in life and to make the center of your life, to have a time to be meditative state with chanting mantra or whatever, and connect to the great spirit of the universe. May you and people around you and people in the world, and what is important, ability to train in order to live healthy life and to have a hope in the life and for the future.